Welcome to Deckheads, a production of iHeartRadio.
Welcome to Deckheads with your hosts, Nick and Anna. Broadcasting from the bottom of the boat, below deck.
Ooh, I'm horny.
All yacht talk all the time.
I'm having a party.
We're shoveling coal to keep this show afloat.
I love cocaine.
We're off the map in international waters.
I need some drama, me.
Hide that cocaine.
Never.
In my nose.
Just so you know, I'm in an open relationship.
Below deck.
Woo!
Below me.
What?
Deckhead.
Meow, and that's my favorite thing to say to you, Nick.
Oh, oh, and that's my favorite thing to say to you, Anna.
Yeah, is this Roof Roof Nick character?
I think you know that it is, Anna.
Why are you so out of breath?
I'm not out of breath, this is my voice. Okay. I'm a high school football coach, and I've taught a lot of kids a lot of things. Some of them good, most of them bad. Anyway, that's why I'm no longer employed.
You sound like a deflating old Elvis.
Thank you. Thank you very much.
Okay. Thank you for joining me on this episode of Deckheads.
You know I love to be here. I couldn't love it more. Who do I sound like? There's someone I sound like, and I can't remember. Well, it'll come to me. I just know that we got a really good team this year. We got a lot of great boys, and I think we're going to go all the way. Back to you, Anchor.
Thank you.
Uh-huh.
Okay, well, this is a Deckheads, and we're talking about Below Deck Season 5 Mediterranean Episode 8. Do you not love me?
No.
I knew it. This always happens. Get my agents on the line. I told you I can only have co-hosts who are obsessed with me.
Agents.
I know, I have no agents. You know why?
Yeah, because why would you?
No, because you killed them all. Did you hear me slam my table in anger? Ow, that really hurt. All right, guys. We're talking season 5, episode 8. Look, I hate to say it, but we continue with the dinner service that is slowly killing Kiko. I hate it. I hate every moment of it because I think Kiko can do better. I think he deserves more, and I think he could kill it if he's allowed to be Kiko. Make the moqueca. Show them you can do it.
Makeka that moqueca.
Make the moqueca. You know what? I have a problem with every person who says that their favorite cake is carrot cake. Who the fuck do you think you are? It's cake. You want carrots? Eat carrots. That's right. I have a bone to pick with every carrot cake loving lover.
Well, I mean, look, I'm not into carrot cake very much, but I will, just to play devil's advocate, I think all the ingredients are there. There's very little carrot in it. But what people are really attracted to is the cream cheese frosting.
You can put cream cheese frosting on red velvet.
You can, but this is why people... Carrot cake's a lot older than red velvet. And also, red velvet is boring because it's just chocolate cake.
No, it's red velveteen.
Yes, which is chocolate.
Just dyed red?
Red.
Is it really?
That's what red velvet is and cream cheese frosting.
Hold on. You have broken.
Yeah, no, I know it's
you've
tough.
You've broken
but that's
me.
It's true.
Red
and cinnamon and pumpkin spice is cinnamon and nutmeg.
No, it's pumpkin spice. Oh my god!
Uh-oh. Tell us what you found out.
Is red velvet cake just chocolate cake?
And?
Though both types of cake contain cocoa, chocolate cake is lacking that buttermilk and vinegar combination that is so important to red velvet. The two cakes have a similar cocoa taste, but red velvet is much more fine and rich than chocolate.
Okay, sounds like an opinion.
Well, it's from Ula. Excuse me, yeah. It's from...
Ooh la la.
Dot com, whoa. So... All right, I've lost my goddamn mind. I don't know if it's clear.
Wow.
Ooh la la. Whoa. So, yeah, there are... There's some... Wow. Yeah, wow. So... Kiko, he makes more food for the hungry guests who wanted more, and they're finally full. I guess this is not the night they have the carrot cake. I guess that's the next night. But they do, in fact, want carrot cake for Giancarlo's birthday. Giancarlo! Why? Why, Giancarlo? Why would you do this to me? Doesn't it feel like Giancarlo would, like, hurt you in some way?
No.
Why?
Giancarlo seems great, and his name is Giancarlo.
No, Giancarlo.
No, well, that's not his name. His name is Giancarlo.
No, that's how the whites on this show keep saying it, but it's Giancarlo.
But it's not Giancarlo.
Don't
it's
you fuck Giancarlo. With me.
His name is G-E-N-E Carlo.
Nah.
It's not Jean.
Nah.
It's Gene.
It's not Giancarlo.
Well, you have all the information.
That's true. Okay. Well, Malia says she put Pete on late, so he's not around any more females. And also, she wants him to be alone with his thoughts, so he really has to think about how he's been creeping the women out on board. And I'm like, you dirty, dirty monster. You are really thinking, Malia. Malia's thinking.
Mm-hmm.
After dinner, the guests get in the jacuzzi and they're dancing in it. And I don't think that's very safe to be dancing in a jacuzzi, like standing up on the seats and dancing. I was like, safety first. Don't do that.
Safety first. More like safety never.
No, that's
Here's clear. The order of things I'm worried about. Bitches, babes, boobs, and butts.
Bitches, babes, boobs, and butts. Huh.
Hell yeah.
Okay.
The four horsemen of the apocalypse. And that pop you hear is the sound of my pants breaking.
Why?
Because bitches, boobs, buns, babes, and butts.
Buns?
Butts. Ain't nobody trying to censor butts and calling them buns. Not in my dojo.
Fuck yeah. All right, let's move forward.
Thank God.
So, Pete's on Anchor Watch by himself so he can think about all the fucked up things he did. And it's the next day. So Kiko wakes up and he's still very frustrated with last night's dinner. And Captain Sandy's giving a pep talk, and she's like, hey, you know what you need to do? You demand the plates you need. You get shit ready. You organize. You just need to be more organized. You need to know where your shit is. You need to have your plates out. Everything will be ready to go, and you will get your timing better. And she's like, your food's tasty. That's not the problem. But we just need the whole experience from you, Kiko. And he's like, yes, you're right. Thank you, Captain Sandy. I will work harder.
I hate myself.
Oh, Kiko.
I'm very disappointed in me.
I love Kiko. Kiko's my boyfriend.
What the fuck?
That's
Zach,
right.
Did you hear that?
Shh.
The fuck?
Zach, just breathe in this liquid rag I get. Yes, pass
what
out.
The fuck?
Nothing, Nico. Nicola, whatever your name is. Shut up.
My name is Freako Nicholas.
You are Freako Nico.
Thank you.
So Jess is struggling to do some stuff with her hand being all casted up, but she's determined to show Captain Sandy and Hannah that she can do all her work even if with a fucked up hand. And I think she's doing fine. I mean, maybe she's fucking up on laundry a little because she's slow, but like other than that, I think she's great.
Yeah, I mean, I don't know. It's really hard to tell because I'm not there and I'm just seeing an edit. So it's kind of whatever they want me to think.
Admit it, Nick. She's doing well.
She's doing great. She's actually better now.
Turns out she's not doing great.
She's better now. You understand?
Turns out she's not doing great, though.
No, she's better, though. I mean, not good, but better.
So, Kiko checks with the guests about lunch, and he's like, I'm going to make sushi. And they're like, we love it. We love sushi. But do you have ponzu sauce? And Kiko's like, I've never heard of ponzu sauce, but I will Google it for you because I'm a great chef. Ponzu sauce. It's interesting.
Yeah, do you like ponzu sauce?
Yeah, I like it.
I love it. You know, I made a marinade. I made some chicken. I marinated it. I took it camping in some ponzu sauce this summer. And I got to tell you, it was a big hit. Coconut milk and ponzu sauce were the main ingredients in that marinade. And it really, really kept it juicy.
Juicy. I love juicy. But usually with sushi, I don't think... Like, I'm not like, I need ponzu sauce with my sushi. Like, sushi.
No, of course not. I'm sure
I'm more
it's good.
Of like a...
I can see someone wanting it. It's not crazy.
I like soy sauce with wasabi mixed in. That's like my favorite.
Yes, because you're very basic.
No, I just like that heat combo soy.
Yeah, well, that's what everyone
salty
likes.
Flavor.
That's
yeah.
What you get. You know what also? I mean, this is going to sound crazy, but sometimes I eat ginger. Little slices of ginger is sort of a palate cleanser. And that's just my little thing that I do and no one else does.
I do that too.
What?
Yeah.
Oh my God.
I don't know. I just like, if ponzu sauce comes, yes, I will put it on my sushi. But if someone's like, I'm making sushi, I don't think to be like, and there will be ponzu sauce, right?
No, of course not, but you're not this fucking D-bag.
I guess I don't live in Miami enough.
Will you bring me a woman with freaked up fingers to unpack my bags?
That's their vibe. So Malia is asking the deck crew to work quicker. And Rob is asking her to be more sensitive because there's tension and it's hurting the energy in the group. And Malia's like, I don't give a shit about your energy. When your boss tells you to work faster, you work faster. Then there's another incident with Malia getting annoyed at Rob for not understanding how to do something with the slide. And she's not happy with her deck crew because she's like, work better. It's not that hard. She's getting frustrated because they're just not moving fast enough. And she like sends Alex to go get some like instructions for her, but they're not where she said that she left them. And then she gets annoyed because he can't find them because they're not where she left them, even though she claims she left them somewhere. And he's like, they're not there. And she's like, yes, they are. And then, oh my God, we could all die here.
Yeah, well, they weren't there.
Exactly.
He did remind me of myself in that moment where...
How so?
Someone was wrong and then they refused to accept it. And he could have easily just walked away, but he stayed and was like, I can't actually leave until you acknowledge and internalize that you was wrong and I were right.
I don't think he could leave in general because he just had to be there to like read the instructions.
Whatever, dude. You know what I mean.
Leave. Right now.
What the
get
hell
up and walk
ever,
away. Get
dude.
Up and walk away. I've internalized it. I need you to get up and walk away. Well, I blacked out. Where was I?
You were freaking out.
Oh,
dude.
No. Not again.
Yeah, dude.
So the guests are having lunch and they keep asking for like more sushi, more this type, more that, more tempura. And Bugs is just running up and down asking Kiko for stuff. And Kiko's getting annoyed by how demanding Bugs is. And he's like, she expects me to make things so quickly, but I have to have some time to cook. And I can't do anything so fast. I'm getting everything out as much as I can. And Jess is like, dude, like Bugs is stressing me out. And I'm like, well, Jess, your job is pretty easy. You just need to make some cafes.
But she's not good at that.
She can't, like, work if Bugs is talking to her.
She also can't work because her brain doesn't work.
Oh, well.
She's very deep, you know. From her nipples to her heart, very deep.
Bug says that she can't not be a control freak, and working under someone else in charge is actually good for her because she's starting to kind of let go a little. And Jess and Bugs get into it because Jess hasn't been able to understand Bugs over the radio. And Bugs says she just speaks quick and keeps it moving. And Jess is like, well, I'm not trying to not understand you in the middle of service. Like, I would like to understand you, but I need you to speak clearer. Then it just starts a whole little tiff. Captain Sandy has to interrupt and tell him to stop arguing and says they need some radio training. And then she tells Jess that, like, people need to train their ears on how people talk because it's an industry where everyone has different accents. And Bug says it's frustrating watching an interior run like this, but it's liberating because it isn't her interior to control. And I don't know, like, I feel like I can understand Bugs, but maybe over a crackling radio, if she's talking really quickly, I couldn't understand her.
Possibly. Yeah, for sure. I can't understand her. You know, it's the teeth.
The teeth?
Yeah, the it's teeth. Like, she can't get her words around them.
Teeth?
Her teeth.
Her teeth.
Teeth.
Can you understand me when I talk on this show?
No.
Damn.
I've never understood a single thing you said.
It does take you like 2 minutes every time I say something to respond because you're like having it translated through a portal. Mm-hmm. Wow. We've really like
Yes, I'm having it translated.
We've had a breakthrough. He's listening. And
a breakthrough. Yeah.
All right, let's take a break. We'll be right back. And we're back.
And let's take a break.
No, Nick.
What?
We're back already. Oh, God, this bit's going to go on for too long. I've created the bit that's my worst nightmare. All right, we're back. Okay. So, yes, I know we were just talking about them doing lunch service with sushi, but guess what? The guests are seated for dinner already. And Kiko is hoping to nail the timing. And as soon as the guests sit down for dinner, the mariachi band comes up on the tender. They like tender up playing and they come on board playing and the guests love it. And they're like, yeah.
It was really cool on the tender. A lot of times with a mariachi band, you know, like it's fun when they're over there. But when they're at your table, it's like, well, it's a bit loud. I thought honestly the tender is like the best place for a mariachi band.
Yeah, just like next to your boat, and then you can be like, you can just ask them to like go away after a while and go away from the boat, you're too loud. And then Malia will just have to take
a little
them
further,
away.
a little further, splash. Perfect.
But they did come on. And like hang out right next to
the table. They did
and
come
play.
On. They did peep their way on. Got all fun. Up in there.
Mariachi.
You got a little pushy Pete, you know, got on.
Yeah, it was cool. So Kiko doesn't like how much Captain Sandy hovers because it makes him nervous and he needs to focus. And they get the food out at a decent time. And one vegan guest is not happy with dinner because he served pasta. But I guess he says he didn't want any pasta as a meal. And then some of the other guests don't eat their shrimp as part of their like shrimp and steak meal because of the texture of the shrimp. It's like too funky, which makes me think, does Kiko try any of the food before it goes out?
Yeah, because he ate it afterwards with Hannah and agreed it was gummy.
Yeah, like it gotta. I don't get why he doesn't try the food before it goes out.
He's Kiko.
Guts to. That's like
he's a vegan.
No, he's. I don't even. But thing is, like, he's never mentioned any dietary restrictions. It wasn't like
Anastasia. No, he gets mad about dietary restrictions.
Like Anastasia, or she was a vegan and she just couldn't try the meat and stuff, see if it was good. But she'd have other people try it. But like, you can't try it afterward, Kiko, my dear. I love you, but you have to try it before it goes out. I don't know. And then, so they take out the carrot cake for the guest's birthday. But then some of the guests can't even eat the cake because it isn't vegan or dairy free. And Kiko only has ice cream for them. It's tough. Tough gig.
Sorry. It's Michelin star ice cream.
It's just, I guess, vegan, dairy free, gluten free ice cream.
Yum. I mean, I have that shit in my fridge right now. Dairy free ice cream.
Is anyone lactose intolerant in your family?
Yes.
Nice.
Actually, no. Lyra's just allergic to dairy. It's different than a lactose intolerance. A lactose intolerance, you can take something for, but a dairy allergy, you're just kind of fucked. You can't eat any dairy.
Hmm. Sorry to hear that.
So we also have some vegan cupcakes in there right now.
Yummy.
Because it was Lyra's birthday.
That's pretty tight. Veggie cupcakes. Yeah. So Captain Sandy asks the guests how their dinner was. And I'm like, ugh. And it's not a great reaction. And they're like, you know, some people liked it. Other people thought it was average. And I am like, Kiko, 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 that's a death wish.
Yeah, but these people are the pickiest people in the planet.
Well, Nick.
So you got to take what they say with a grain of salt. You know, it's like you killed the last one. These people were like, it was okay, which is actually probably the best compliment they've ever given to anyone in their own entire goddamn lives.
So, so big news. I have bad news, Nick.
What? Have I been canceled?
The juice in Europe is disgusting.
No, the juice is nice. You've got to try the European juice.
What if I got rid of my own personality and just based it off what terrible, terrible guests on this show said?
I think that's nice. You do have a terrible personality.
Well, Nick, the thing you need to understand about juice in Europe is it's disgusting.
We're twins because I'm Nicholas T and you're terrible personality.
Mm. We have the same last name?
Mm-hmm.
Cool. Terrible personality, Turner.
Yeah.
Hmm. That was fun.
Terrible.
So after the after dinner, the guests
personality
asked...
Personality egalite.
Oh, no. Are we egalitarians?
Mm-hmm.
Lovely. So after dinner, the guests ask Bugs if anyone is gay on board, such as Kiko. Or Pete. And then one guy goes, no, Pete is mine. And I'm like, dude, you can fucking have him. And they ask Bugs, shag, marry, kill for Kiko, Alex, and Pete. And she says, shag Kiko, marry Alex, and kill Pete. And I'm like, good answer.
Saw that coming.
Except for I would not marry Alex. I would marry Kiko. Kiko's my lover.
Gross.
Hold on. I'll give you this.
Oh la la.
Hey Kiko.
Oh la la.
What's up, Kiko?
Oh la la.
How you doing?
Oh la la.
I'm fine. Stop saying that.
I'm Kiko. So I am now Kiko. He started as my lover and now I am Kiko. Yeah. What would you do? Kiko, Alex, Pete.
Kiko, Alex, Pete.
Shag,
I would
marry,
fuck
kill.
Alex.
Uh-huh.
Fuck Pete and fuck Kiko.
You would just fuck them all.
Yeah, baby.
I would definitely...
Don't threaten me with a good time.
Kill Pete by making him suck his own dick to death. again, marry Kiko. And you know what? I would just let Alex go.
Yeah.
Oh, that's assuming I have all these men trapped in my home.
Sure, yeah, you do.
Chained to the radiator in the basement.
You know, why did you have those guys fix that hole in your bathroom? And also add three feet between your bathroom wall and your closet wall.
I don't know who's asking.
Anyway, so now you've got that little prisoner space and why not fill it up?
Look, I'm not on trial here, okay? So you should back up.
No, you've been convicted.
No. I would be careful, Nick.
You murdered those boys.
Hey, Nick, I'm having some plumbing issues. Can you come by and help me out?
Oh, it's just behind here?
Yep.
Oh, I can't see it unless you close
yeah,
the door behind me?
Yeah, just get in
me.
There. Just get in there. Clink, clink.
Yeah, no, sure. Wait, do I need my tools?
No, you just need these handcuffs. Just put one on.
Wait, why would I be wearing handcuffs? I mean, I'll do
okay,
it.
Okay, just put the other handcuff and put it on that radiator. Yeah, it's part of the process.
Oh, just because I'll need it later, I'll just...
Yeah.
Wait, totally. It clicked. It's locked.
Okay, well, bye.
Wait, Anna. Oh, my God, the classic sound of a door closing. I can't reach the handle. Oh, my God. Is Darian? You're in here?
I took all the engineers and first mates, and they're all in there, too.
Don, you're in here?
Don. He's like, hey, so just so you know, I am also an engineer. I'm a deckhand engineer, just you know. Shut up, Don.
I'm a day worker slash captain, you know.
All right. So the guests start chanting Bug's name because she keeps bringing them drinks. And then one of the guests says, Bugs is better than Hannah.
Wow.
Oh, shots fired. Pew, 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 pew. All right. It's the next day. Kiko is back with his stress. He says the stress of this boat is making him depressed, and that's affecting his food.
His food's so depressed. Did you see those pancakes he made? Mm-hmm. Yeah, the chocolate had a frowny face. He had a frowny face and chocolate chips in there.
Putting eggs with the bacon in a sad face.
Yep.
Serving it to the guests.
The bacon just cooks that way naturally. Mm. The sunny side up, the eyes are a little wonky.
They're just like looking in different directions.
Yeah.
Yeah. So I guess.
A lot like Jess's tits.
Okay. You don't know what her tits look like.
But I did want to bring the focus back to the subject that I want.
Her tits?
Yep.
Okay.
Hey,
so
if you want to talk about them, let's talk about them.
This is another morning where everything goes to shit. This charter just had bad vibes all around. Everyone was fucking up. So the guests are up and they're sitting at the table. And I think Jess tells Hannah that they want to have, or maybe Hannah tells Kiko, someone tells someone that the guests want to have breakfast at 9 a.m. But at 9:30 in the morning, Hannah's in the laundry, just doing laundry, and Jess is vacuuming. And the guests are just sitting at the table, just being like, where is everyone? How come no one's here? And then Captain Sandy comes out and goes, hey, has anyone helped you? And they're like, no, no one's here. And it's like, cut to Hannah, because Jess is like, hey, Hannah, the vacuum doesn't seem to be like sucking anything up. And Hannah's like, well, have you emptied the vacuum? And then like cut to Hannah showing Jess how to change the vacuum bag out. And Captain Sandy's like, what the fuck are you guys doing? And she's like, there's guests at the table. And Hannah's like, oh, Jess was supposed to tell me. And I'm like, why is there no one even remotely checking on them? Like, no one's doing anything. And so Captain Sandy's pissed and she wakes up Bugsy and she's like, we need your help out here. This service is a shit show. And then Captain Sandy starts taking it out on Kiko, who says he didn't know anyone was up. No one said anything to him. And she's like, well, you should be cooking. Where's the food? We need food ready. So everything's a mess. I don't understand what happened or why things slipped through the cracks. What are your thoughts, Nick?
Look, Hannah's apparently on Valium. I think we're going to find out that this is why she's not having any problems with anybody this year.
You think she's just medicated?
Like, Bugs, dude, you used to bother me, but now it's okay. And Jess, you don't know how to do anything and your finger's broken. Whatever, dude. We're going to get through this charter. Kiko, dude, you got to make more food, bro. But I love you guys. And I'm going to go to bed early tonight, all right? Okay, you're doing all the work, Bugs. Good night. No, like, I'm just going to fall asleep. Right here, standing up in the galley, all right?
That's what I was going to say.
Huh? No, my eyes just stay open now. Okay. I'm not even bothered to close them. Doesn't bother me what I see while I'm sleeping.
There was a moment, wasn't in this episode or the last, where someone's like, I do something because it helps me like keep sanity while on this boat or something. I forget who said what. And Hannah literally says, so does Valium.
Yeah. It was Jess.
Oh, that's right. Jess was saying that she likes to wear her like kimono in the crew mess, like dressed like a normal person, because it makes her feel like she's just not stuck on a boat. And Hannah goes, so does Valium.
And then Jess says, yeah, I heard that. I bet you she heard it from Bugs.
Yeah. No, she didn't say anything. She goes, hmm.
She said, yeah, I heard that.
Oh, she did?
Yeah.
Huh. Huh.
Mm-hmm. Apologize to me.
I'm sorry, Nick.
Thank you. All right. You're free to go.
Oh, that was tough for me as a human woman.
Get out of here.
So,
sorry, I thought I was talking to Rob.
Yeah, no. Wait, Rob?
Rob, the tall guy?
Yeah, you call...
Remember the guy on the show who's like a model and he talks slow and low? That is the tempo.
You mean me?
Oh, hey, Rob, I thought you left.
Did you hear about the famous pickle?
Hmm. Famous. Okay, no.
He was a big deal.
A big deal. Oh, yeah. You got me.
What do you call a seagull when it flies over a bay?
A seagull when it flies over a bay. Oh, I think I got this one.
A bagel.
Is it a bagel?
Oh, you bitch. How could you do that?
Yeah, that was pretty easy to figure out there, Rob.
I'm mad at you.
That's all right. You're not the only one.
Okay, I have another one.
Oh, okay, great. One more. Then we gotta get back to the show.
What do you call a magic dog?
I've got this one. Is it an elephant bone?
No, get out of here, you fool. It is.
Oh, sorry. No, I thought I was hosting the show with you. Elephant bone style.
I'll fight you.
Elephant bone hawk.
Let me answer the joke.
Oh, yes, sorry.
What do you call a magic dog?
An elephant bone?
Oh, you fuck. It's a labra. Hey, listen. It's a labra cadabra. Labra a cadabra door. God damn it.
I think it's labracadabra door.
There you go. You got it. Sorry, my accent.
Thank you.
Wait, no, I'm pretty sure I read this one yesterday. The answer is elephant bone.
No. God damn it. I'm out of here.
Captain Sandy loves me, and she says, I will be her bosun forever. Except when Malia wants it, because she's trying to convert Malia. I don't know what into, but she wants to convert her.
Mm. Well,
your guess is as good as mine.
All right, so Captain Sandy lets Malia drive the boat off the anchor to go back to dock. And Malia says she thinks Captain Sandy is trying to make her Captain Sandy Jr., which in hindsight, being that it's 2020... could explain why Malia or Captain Sandy said that Malia was secretly gay.
Mm-hmm. Do you think these crazy kids are going to end up together?
No.
Sunday. Maybe now it's Malia's turn to scream. Sunday.
I go away from you.
Do you know what it sounds like when Dolores O'Riordan calls after Sandy?
No.
Sandy, eh, 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 oh, 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 eh, ah.
Okay. Thank you for that. It was pretty spot on. On that note, let's take a quick commercial break and we'll be right back.
We took a commercial break and now we're right back.
Thank you for bringing us back, Nick, if that's even your real name.
It's me, Nick. Goodemus. Elephant bone. Turnerosity.
Yes, yes, yes.
I'm
yes.
literally thinking about naming my son Elephant Bone Turner.
Why?
Because I think it's a fucking cool name. People call him L, you know, for short, or Fant, you know, that'd be cool. And then Bone as a middle name, that's fucking dope. Elephant Bone Turner, damn, dude.
Damn, dude, that's pretty sick. Your that's son will be, your son's going to be a real unit.
It's fucking lit, dude. Yeah, dude. Like, man, the fucking unit, dude. Like, I bet he could be like his fucking godfather, dude.
Miserable.
Hi, you don't know me, but I'm a fan of Below Deck Med Season 5, the first half. I think you would do a great job as my godfather to my children. And then in the case of my death, you would be legally responsible for raising them.
Why would you
please write me back?
Want Pete to raise your children?
Look, have you seen Professional Pete? That dude fucking pones.
Mm-hmm. We're not going to see much of him after this. I think genuinely next episode, Professional Pete is done with. Then he's just going to be missing in action, Pete. Because we ain't going to see his racist ass. So Hannah asks Jess if she has any more to give in her work, because she has to go have a chat with Captain Sandy after charter, and she needs to answer to her. Jess is like, well, I think I've been doing my best. And Hannah's like, so that's it? That's all you got? And Jess is like, I'm sad. So the guests are leaving. They say they had an amazing time and it was just so great, except they didn't love the food and they expected more and the service was taking too long. So go fuck yourselves. And they're like, okay, thank you. Bye. And it's tip meeting time right away because Captain Sandy, she wants to give them all new assholes by ripping it.
Well, it's tip time because that's the only time you can have the tip meeting where you can prove you didn't steal the tips. So that's what Captain Sandy does. That's what Captain Marcus did. That's what Captain Tiny Boy does. There's only one captain, I can't remember his name, who takes a really, really suspiciously long time to give people their tips. And again, I'm not trying to get anybody in trouble, and I don't remember this person's name. I do remember that he doesn't act very captainly.
I'm talking about Captain Lee.
Oh, maybe, yeah. The guy who steals tips?
All right, guys. I know we're about to finish the show out, but Nick has accused Captain Lee of stealing tips. So you know what time it is. You need to chugga-chugga and drink up. Look, I thought we were on our way out too, but Nick just had to accuse Captain Lee. Look, I don't make the rules, okay? Drinking games are set for a reason. Do we remember any of our other drinking game rules? No. But that one, never forget. So Captain Sandy says she thinks they failed because their priorities became about themselves and not the clients. And she says this charter was a disaster and she's tired of having the same conversations and she doesn't want to fire anyone, but she fucking will. And we learn that they got a 15K tip, which Captain Sandy says it's good for how poor their service was. I agree. I agree. So after
Botox?
Almost after to the tip meeting, Captain Sandy calls Hannah into a meeting. Captain Sandy says Hannah's different and not herself right now. And she wants to support her, but it feels like she's resigned since Bugs came on. And Hannah says she's shocked by that. And Captain Sandy's like, I don't buy it. You're not shocked. And Hannah says she's tired and she knows what Sandy is like when she's going on a rant like this. And there's nothing you can say or do but keep your mouth shut. And Captain Sandy points out that Hannah hasn't come down on Kiko like she did on Mila and Anastasia in the past. And Hannah says, well, he isn't lazy. He's a really good worker, but he's struggling. And Captain Sandy thinks that he's just that capacity and she doesn't want to fire him. But if she can't get what she needs, then she doesn't really have a choice. And then she asks Hannah to help him a little. And she says she will. And of course she will, because she loves Kiko. That's her bud.
So she's just going to give him some Valium?
Yeah, I guess.
Well, that is incredible. You ready for boat facts?
Almost. So right after that, Captain Sandy calls Kiko in next and says he's an amazing guy and he has been giving her a thousand years. But I don't even know what that means. Giving her a thousand years. But this isn't about being nice. And her goal is the client. And she would rather have the food than the personality. And she's worried right now because she has a reputation and she doesn't want to ruin it. But I think it's too late because she always picks shitty chefs. That's like what she does.
Mm-hmm.
And it's not that Kiko's shitty, but like she's not good at picking her chefs for like what she needs on board. Like what she expects doesn't translate in how she picks her chefs. Mm. Kiko says he's trying his best and he will do his best to try and kill this next charter because Captain Sandy's threatening to fire him. And that's the end of the episode. And I really hope Kiko can make this happen. All right, it's time for Boat Facts with Nikki Tease.
Oh my God. So you love Boat Facts, right?
Mm-hmm.
You're one of the number one Boat Factors. All right. Well, how about this?
Yeah, I'm a boat. Boat benefactor.
You have been sailing south through day after day of heavy overcast and fog, okay? And are thus unable to use your sextant to determine your latitude. And also you have no GPS because you lost it in a storm. How can you tell when you've crossed the equator?
When you hit a certain latitude, longitude?
Without any knowledge of when you've hit those, you know, because you don't have anything to read.
Right. Is it like when the sun is in a certain part of the sky? I don't know.
Nope.
When you pass a certain country?
Nope.
When your smartphone tells you you have?
Yep. Water going down a drain.
Oh,
it swirls counterclockwise in the northern hemisphere and clockwise in the southern hemisphere. So just put some water in the galley sink and watch what happens after you pull the plug. This is called the Coriolis effect, which also influences ocean and wind currents.
Wait, what? But how would it work in your toilet or your sink? Like it just... The energy?
Well, you know, like in your sink, when the water's draining, it naturally starts spinning.
Yeah, is that just like the suckage, like how it gets sucked down?
Yeah.
That can be affected based on where you are in the world?
I mean, it goes one direction. It's always going one direction.
Hmm.
Yep. Anyway, that's Boat Facts. Pretty cool, dude. All right, that's it for me. Good night.
Wow, guys, thank you. That fucking just blew my mind. That might be the first boat fact that fucked me up. I'm talking. Mm. That ain't right, baby. Yeah.
Sorry, that boat fact should have bought you dinner first.
Yeah. So,
all right, back to you.
Thanks so much, guys. That was an interesting boat fact. Can someone explain the science of that to me? Because Nick has that no follow-up questions.
Yeah, it's called the Coriolis effect.
Yeah, but I don't even understand what that means.
Google it.
Okay, I guess I will. Or someone can tweet at me in 10 weeks when this comes out and I'll be confused. But I'll figure it out. Thanks so much for listening. That was Below Deck Season 5, Episode 8. Next week is 9. Less Pete, potentially less Kiko. We don't know what's about to happen. But things are, I think, in this second half of this show, things are really about to fucking pop off. And it makes me nervous. Mm-hmm.
Less Hannah.
It makes me nervous that actually what happens after Hannah leaves. Because it's like, Hannah is good TV. I like watching Hannah. I'm worried how much Bugs can hold a show on her own. And less Pete drama. Like, where can this show go? Like, where are the storylines going to come out of? I guess maybe Malia's chef boyfriend who's coming on is going to be a bit of a mess. I don't know yet. So, Pumped to see what's next.
There's lots of Rob and Jess drama, I know that.
Right, which I just can't bring myself to care about. Thanks so much for listening. Follow us at DeckheadsPod on Instagram and Twitter. You can email us at deckheadspod@gmail.com. Hey, consider leaving us a 5-star review because your heart feels the need to support us. And we would really enjoy that. And of course, as you can see, he doesn't care what kind of boat fact you leave him, as long as it's a boat fact, I guess, you know. He doesn't discriminate is the word I was looking for. So you can do that in a 5-star review. Check out our merch on TeePublic. We have some fun shirts. Check it out. Have some fun. All right, we are out of here. Bye-bye.
Deckheads is a production of iHeartRadio. For more podcasts from iHeartRadio, visit the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you listen to your favorite shows.